From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
President Donald Trump was acquitted by the Senate on Wednesday, and we bring you the sound of that here. The
Senate will convene as a court of impeachment. If there's no objection, the journal of proceedings of the trial are approved to date. The Deputy Sergeant at Arms will make the proclamation.
Hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States. As a reminder to everyone in the chamber, as well as those in the galleries, demonstrations of approval or disapproval are prohibited.
The majority leader is recognized.
Mr. Chief Justice, the Senate is now ready to vote on the articles of impeachment, and after that is done, we will adjourn the court of impeachment.
The clerk will now read the first article of impeachment.
Article 1, abuse of power. The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives, quote, shall have the sole power of impeachment, unquote, and that the president, quote, shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, close quote, in his conduct of the office of President of the United States and in violation of his constitutional oath faithfully to execute the office of President of the United States and, to the best of his ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald J. Trump has abused the powers of the presidency in that, using the powers of his office, President Trump solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, in the 2020 United States presidential election. He did so through a scheme or course of conduct that included soliciting the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations that would benefit his reelection, harm the election prospects of a political opponent, and influence the 2020 United States presidential election to his advantage. President Trump also sought to pressure the government of Ukraine to take these steps by conditioning official United States government acts of significant value to Ukraine on its public announcement of the investigations. President Trump engaged in this scheme or course of conduct for corrupt purposes in pursuit of personal political benefit. In doing so, President Trump used the powers of the presidency in a manner that compromised the national security of the United States and undermined the integrity of the United States democratic process. He thus ignored and injured the interests of the nation. President Trump engaged in this scheme or course of conduct through the following means. One, President Trump, acting both directly and through his agents within and outside the United States government, corruptly solicited the government of Ukraine to publicly announce investigations into a political opponent, former Vice President Joseph R. Biden Jr., and B, a discredited theory promoted by Russia, alleging that Ukraine, rather than Russia, interfered in the 2016 United States presidential election. Two, with the same corrupt motives, President Trump, acting both directly and through his agents within the outside of the United States government, conditioned two official acts on the public announcements that he had requested. A, the release of $391 million of United States taxpayer funds that Congress had appropriated on a bipartisan basis for the purpose of providing vital military and security assistance to Ukraine to oppose Russian aggression, and which President Trump had ordered suspended, and B, a head of state meeting at the White House, which the President of Ukraine sought to demonstrate continued United States support for the government of Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression. Three, faced with the public revelation of his actions, President Trump ultimately released the military and security assistance to the government of Ukraine and has persisted in openly and corruptly urging and soliciting Ukraine to undertake investigations for his personal political benefit. These actions were consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in United States elections. In all of this, President Trump abused the powers of the presidency by ignoring and injuring national security and other vital national interests to obtain an improper personal political benefit. He has also betrayed the nation by abusing his high office to enlist a foreign power in corrupting democratic elections. Wherefore, President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to national security and the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.
Each senator, when his or her name is called, will stand in his or her place and vote guilty or not guilty as required by Rule 23 of the Senate Rules on Impeachment. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 of the Constitution, regarding the vote required for conviction on impeachment, provides that no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of two-thirds of the members present. The question is on the first article of impeachment. Senators, how say you? Is the respondent, Donald John Trump, guilty or not guilty? A roll call vote is required. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Alexander.
Not guilty.
Mr. Alexander, not guilty. Ms. Baldwin.
Guilty.
Ms. Baldwin, guilty. Mr. Barrasso.
Not guilty.
Mr. Barrasso, not guilty. Mr. Bennett.
Guilty.
Mr. Bennett, guilty. Mrs. Blackburn.
Not guilty.
Mrs. Blackburn, not guilty. Mr. Blumenthal.
Guilty.
Mr. Blumenthal, guilty. Mr. Blunt.
Not guilty.
Mr. Blunt, not guilty. Mr. Booker.
Guilty.
Mr. Booker, guilty. Mr. Bozeman.
Not guilty.
Mr. Bozeman, not guilty. Mr. Braun. Mr. Braun, not guilty. Mr. Brown.
Guilty.
Mr. Brown, guilty. Mr. Burr.
Not guilty.
Mr. Burr, not guilty. Ms. Cantwell.
Guilty.
Ms. Cantwell, guilty. Mrs. Capito. Mrs. Capito, not guilty. Mr. Cardin.
Guilty.
Mr. Cardin, guilty. Mr. Carper. Mr. Carper, guilty. Mr. Casey.
Guilty.
Mr. Casey, guilty. Mr. Cassidy.
Not guilty.
Mr. Cassidy, not guilty. Ms. Collins.
Not guilty.
Ms. Collins, not guilty. Mr. Coons.
Guilty.
Mr. Coons, guilty. Mr. Cornyn.
Not guilty.
Mr. Cornyn, not guilty. Ms. Cortez Masto. Ms. Cortez Masto, guilty. Mr. Cotton.
Not guilty.
Mr. Cotton, not guilty. Mr. Kramer.
Not guilty.
Mr. Kramer, not guilty. Mr. Crapo.
Not guilty.
Mr. Crapo, not guilty. Mr. Cruz.
Not guilty.
Mr. Cruz, not guilty. Mr. Daines.
Not guilty.
Mr. Daines, not guilty. Ms. Duckworth. Ms. Duckworth, guilty. Mr. Durbin.
Guilty.
Mr. Durbin, guilty. Mr. Enzi.
Not guilty.
Mr. Enzi, not guilty. Ms. Ernst.
Not guilty.
Ms. Ernst, not guilty. Mrs. Feinstein.
Guilty.
Mrs. Feinstein, guilty. Mrs. Fisher.
Not guilty.
Mrs. Fisher, not guilty. Mr. Gardner. Mr. Gardner, not guilty. Mrs. Gillibrand.
Guilty.
Mrs. Gillibrand, guilty. Mr. Graham.
Not guilty.
Mr. Graham, not guilty. Mr. Grassley.
Guilty.
Mr. Grassley, not guilty. Ms. Harris.
Guilty.
Ms. Harris, guilty. Ms. Hassan.
Guilty.
Ms. Hassan, guilty. Mr. Hawley.
Not guilty.
Mr. Hawley, not guilty. Mr. Heinrich.
Guilty.
Mr. Heinrich, guilty. Ms. Hirono.
Guilty.
Ms. Hirono, guilty. Mr. Hoven.
Guilty.
Mr. Hoven, not guilty. Mrs. Hyde-Smith.
Not guilty.
Mrs. Hyde-Smith, not guilty. Mr. Inhofe.
Not guilty.
Mr. Inhofe, not guilty. Mr. Johnson?
Not guilty.
Mr. Johnson, not guilty. Mr. Jones?
Guilty.
Mr. Jones, guilty. Mr. Kane?
Guilty.
Mr. Kane, guilty. Mr. Kennedy?
Not guilty.
Mr. Kennedy, not guilty. Mr. King?
Guilty.
Mr. King, guilty. Ms. Klobuchar?
Guilty.
Ms. Klobuchar, guilty. Mr. Lankford? Mr. Lankford, not guilty. Mr. Leahy? Mr. Leahy, guilty. Mr. Lee?
Not guilty.
Mr. Lee, not guilty. Mrs. Loeffler? Mrs. Loeffler, not guilty. Mr. Manchin?
Guilty.
Mr. Manchin, guilty. Mr. Markey?
Guilty.
Mr. Markey, guilty. Mr. McConnell?
Not guilty.
Mr. McConnell, not guilty. Ms. McSally? Ms. McSally, not guilty. Mr. Menendez?
Guilty.
Mr. Menendez, guilty. Mr. Merkley?
Guilty.
Mr. Merkley, guilty. Mr. Moran?
Not
guilty. Mr. Moran, not guilty. Ms. Murkowski? Ms. Murkowski, not guilty. Mr. Murphy?
Guilty.
Mr. Murphy, guilty. Mrs. Murray?
Guilty.
Mrs. Murray, guilty. Mr. Paul?
Not guilty.
Mr. Paul, not guilty. Mr. Perdue?
Not guilty.
Mr. Perdue, not guilty. Mr. Peters?
Guilty.
Mr. Peters, guilty. Mr. Portman?
Not guilty.
Mr. Portman, not guilty. Mr. Reed?
Guilty.
Mr. Reed, guilty. Mr. Risch?
Not.
Mr. Risch, not guilty. Mr. Roberts?
Not guilty.
Mr. Roberts, not guilty. Mr. Romney?
Guilty.
Mr. Romney, guilty. Ms. Rosen?
Guilty.
Ms. Rosen, guilty. Mr. Rounds?
Not guilty.
Mr. Rounds, not guilty. Mr. Rubio? Mr. Rubio, not guilty. Mr. Sanders?
Guilty.
Mr. Sanders, guilty. Mr. Sass?
Not guilty.
Mr. Sass, not guilty. Mr. Schatz?
Guilty.
Mr. Schatz, guilty. Mr. Schumer?
Guilty.
Mr. Schumer, guilty. Mr. Scott of Florida?
Not guilty.
Mr. Scott of Florida, not guilty. Mr. Scott of South Carolina? Mr. Scott of South Carolina, not guilty. Mrs. Shaheen?
Guilty.
Mrs. Shaheen, guilty. Mr. Shelby?
Not guilty.
Mr. Shelby, not guilty. Ms. Sinema?
Guilty.
Ms. Sinema, guilty. Ms. Smith?
Guilty.
Ms. Smith, guilty. Ms. Stabenow?
Guilty.
Ms. Stabenow, guilty. Mr. Sullivan? Mr. Sullivan, not guilty. Mr. Tester?
Guilty.
Mr. Tester, guilty. Mr. Thune?
Not guilty.
Mr. Thune, not guilty. Mr. Tillis?
Not guilty.
Mr. Tillis, not guilty. Mr. Toomey?
Not guilty.
Mr. Toomey, not guilty. Mr. Udall? Mr. Udall, guilty. Mr. Van Hollen?
Guilty.
Mr. Van Hollen, guilty. Mr. Warner?
Guilty.
Mr. Warner, guilty. Ms. Warren?
Guilty.
Ms. Warren, guilty. Mr. Whitehouse?
Guilty.
Mr. Whitehouse, guilty. Mr. Wicker?
Not.
Mr. Wicker, not guilty. Mr. Wyden?
Guilty.
Mr. Wyden, guilty. Mr. Young?
Not guilty.
Mr. Young, not guilty.
In this article of impeachment, 48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the first article of impeachment. The clerk will read the second article of impeachment.
Article 2, obstruction of Congress. The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment and that the President shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. In his conduct of the office of the President of the United States and in violation of his constitutional oath faithfully to execute the office of President of the United States and to the best of his ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and in violation of his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, Donald J. Trump has directed the unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of subpoenas issued by the House of Representatives pursuant to its sole power of impeachment. President Trump has abused the powers of the presidency in a manner offensive to and subversive of the Constitution in that the House of Representatives has engaged in an impeachment inquiry focused on President Trump's corrupt solicitation of the government of Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 United States presidential election. As part of this impeachment inquiry, the committee's undertaking the investigation serves subpoenas seeking documents and testimony deemed vital to the inquiry from various executive branch agencies and offices and current and former officials. In response, without lawful cause or excuse, President Trump directed executive branch agencies, offices, and officials not to comply with those subpoenas. President Trump thus interposed the powers of the presidency against the lawful subpoenas of the House of Representatives and assumed to himself functions and judgments necessary to the exercise of the sole power of impeachment vested by the Constitution in the House of Representatives. President Trump abused the powers of his high office through the following means. One, directing the White House to defy a lawful subpoena by withholding the production of documents sought therein by the committees. Two, directing other executive branch agencies and offices to defy lawful subpoenas and withhold the production of documents and records from the committees, in response to which the Department of State, Office of Management and Budget, Department of Energy, and Department of Defense refused to produce a single document or record. Three, directing current and former executive branch officials not to cooperate with the committees, in response to which nine administration officials defied subpoenas for testimony, namely John Michael Mick Mulvaney, Robert B. Blair, John A. Eisenberg, Michael Ellis, Kristen Wells Griffith, Russell T. Vaught, Michael Duffy, Brian McCormick, and T. Ulrich Reckbull. These actions were consistent with President Trump's previous efforts to undermine United States government investigations into foreign interference in United States elections. Through these actions, President Trump sought to arrogate to himself the right to determine the propriety, scope, and nature of an impeachment inquiry into his own conduct, as well as the unilateral prerogative to deny any and all information to the House of Representatives in the exercise of its sole power of impeachment. In the history of the Republic, no president has ever ordered the complete defiance of an impeachment inquiry or sought to obstruct and impede so comprehensively the ability of the House of Representatives to investigate high crimes and misdemeanors. This abuse of office served to cover up the president's own repeated misconduct and to seize and control the power of impeachment, and thus to nullify a vital constitutional safeguard vested solely in the House of Representatives. In all of this, President Trump has acted in a manner contrary to his trust as president and subversive of the constitutional government, to the great prejudice of the cause of law and justice, and to the manifest injury of the people of the United States. Wherefore, President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. President Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.
The question is on the second article of impeachment. Senators, how say you? Is the respondent, Donald John Trump, guilty or not guilty? The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Alexander.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Baldwin.
Guilty.
Mr. Barrasso.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Bennett.
Guilty.
Mrs. Blackburn.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Blumenthal.
Guilty.
Mr. Blunt.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Booker.
Guilty.
Mr. Bozeman.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Braun.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Brown.
Guilty.
Mr. Burr.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Cantwell. Guilty. Mrs. Capito.
Not guilty.
Mr. Cardin.
Guilty.
Mr. Carper.
Guilty.
Mr. Casey.
Guilty.
Mr. Cassidy.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Collins.
Not guilty.
Mr. Coons.
Guilty.
Mr. Cornyn.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Cortez Masto.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Cotton.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Kramer.
Not guilty.
Mr. Crapo.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Cruz.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Daines.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Duckworth.
Guilty.
Mr. Durbin.
Guilty.
Mr. Inzi.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Ernst.
Not guilty.
Mrs. Feinstein.
Guilty.
Mrs. Fisher.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Gardner.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mrs. Gillibrand.
Guilty.
Mr. Graham.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Grassley. Not guilty. Ms. Harris.
Guilty.
Ms. Hassan. Guilty. Mr. Hawley.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Heinrich.
Guilty.
Ms. Hirono.
Guilty.
Mr. Hoven.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mrs. Hyde-Smith.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Inhofe.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Johnson.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Jones.
Guilty.
Mr. Kane.
Guilty.
Mr. Kennedy.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. King.
Guilty.
Guilty. Ms. Klobuchar.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Lankford.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Leahy.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Lee.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mrs. Leffler.
Not guilty.
Mr. Manchin.
Guilty.
Mr. Markey.
Guilty.
Mr. McConnell.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. McSally.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Menendez.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Merkley.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Moran.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Murkowski.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Murphy.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mrs. Murray.
Guilty.
Mr. Paul.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Perdue.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Peters.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Portman.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Mr.
Reed.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Risch.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Roberts.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Romney.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Rosen.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Rounds.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Rubio.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Sanders.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Sass.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Schatz.
Guilty.
Mr. Schumer.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Scott of Florida.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Scott of South Carolina.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mrs. Shaheen.
Guilty.
Mr. Shelby.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Ms. Sinema.
Guilty.
Ms. Smith.
Guilty.
Ms. Stabenow.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Sullivan.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Tester.
Guilty.
Mr. Thune.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Tillis.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Toomey.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Mr. Udall.
Guilty.
Mr. Van Hollen.
Guilty.
Mr. Warner.
Guilty.
Ms. Warren.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Whitehouse.
Guilty.
Mr. Wicker.
Not guilty.
Mr. Wyden.
Guilty.
Guilty. Mr. Young.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
On this article of impeachment, 47 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 53 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. 2/3 of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty. The Senate adjudges that respondent Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment. The presiding officer directs judgment to be entered in accordance with the judgment of the Senate as follows. The Senate, having tried Donald John Trump, President of the United States, upon two articles of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives, and 2/3 of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Mr. Chief Justice.
The Majority Leader is recognized.
I send an order to the desk.
The clerk will report.
Ordered that the Secretary be directed to communicate to the Secretary of State, as provided by Rule 23 of the Rules of Procedure and Practice in the Senate when sitting on impeachment trials, and also to the House of Representatives, the judgment of the Senate in the case of Donald John Trump, and transmit a certified copy of the judgment to each.
Without objection, the order will be entered.
Mr. Chief Justice.
The Majority Leader is recognized.
Before this process fully concludes, I want to very quickly acknowledge a few of the people who helped the Senate fulfill our duty these past weeks. First and foremost, I know my colleagues join me in thanking Chief Justice Roberts for presiding over the Senate trial with a clear head, steady hand, and the forbearance that this rare occasion demands. We know full well that his presence as our presiding officer came in addition to, not instead of, his day job across the street. So the Senate thanks the Chief Justice and his staff who helped him perform this unique role. Like his predecessor, Chief Justice Rehnquist, the Senate will be awarding Chief Justice Roberts the Golden Gavel. To commemorate his time presiding over this body, we typically award this to new senators after about 100 hours in the chair, but I think we can agree the Chief Justice has put in his due and then some.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.